Ja, hallo, die Sendung Electric Radio meldet sich heute aus Laibach, wo wir dann zu späterer Stunde den argentinischen Superstar DJ Hernán Cataneo in der Fun Factory interviewen werden. Hernán wird uns circa um 2 Uhr ein englisches Interview geben und wir wünschen euch bis dahin viel Spaß bei der Sendung Electric Radio auf Radio Agora.
Hello, we are from Austria and we want to ask you some questions about your DJ career during the last year.
Sure.
Okay. So, when did you start DJing and from where do you got your influences?
Well, I started a long time ago, like, you know, in the mid-80s, and when I was in Argentina at that time, you know, we got influence from all over the world, really, you know, from Detroit music, from European music, from, you know, all over the place. I used to hear lots of soulful music, but also, you know, I always was really into the energy of the European electronic music. So, from bands like Depeche Mode or Tok Tok or Kraftwerk to, you know, to the Philly sound of, you know, America. So it was loads of things that they really I was really hearing at the moment. And that's why, you know, when Frankie Knuckles and all the Chicago guys start getting putting all that together, you know, that was blew my mind. That was the music. I say, all right, I like to hear this.
That's cool.
Are they the only famous DJ in Argentina?
No, maybe I'm the more famous, but there's many other really good DJs. The problem is, you know, Argentina is too far away, and there's so many DJs around the world right now. So, you know, sometimes it's hard for them to came out, you know, but there's loads of really good talent around. Not only in Argentina, also in Brazil, all over South America.
Okay. I've seen a lot of videos of you on YouTube when you play in Argentina. Mm-hmm. So are you a star there or are you only a star for the scene or is it for Argentina?
Well, it's
are you a known man? Are you
I wouldn't say I'm a star, but you know, I'm probably the biggest. I'm the biggest DJ. So, you know, Argentinians they feel very proud when an Argentinian does succeed outside. It's not just a DJ, it may be a football player or a tennis player or a basketball player or a doctor, you know? Like, any Argentinian that is good, then people is gonna go and support him. Latin people are really passionate, you know? So, they really like to demonstrate. And also, they are crazy about dance music. So, you know, They have an Argentinian doing well in the international scene, so everybody goes and like, they go mad about that.
That's nice, I've seen it in the videos.
Yeah, it's great, you know, for me, it's like, I only play like 4 or 5 times a year in Argentina, and I always look forward to go back and play because it's amazing.
At the moment in Europe we have a big electro hype, what do you think about?
You know, I never pay much attention to the hypes, really. Because I think, you know, that's part of the press and you know, I think I'm gonna say it's cliche, but there's good music and bad music, or it's what you like or what you don't like. And, you know, I think always the best sounds are the ones that they are not hyped that much, but they are the real ones. So, you know, many people talk about electro, they talk about minimal. I don't think those styles are new, they've been there forever. They just, you know, probably some DJs are just playing more of that stuff. But I always play a little bit of everything. I try not to play just one kind of music. So I play some electro tracks, but I like some progressive tracks and house tracks, deep house, whatever. So whatever I think is interesting, I play that. I don't pay much attention to that.
Yeah, your latest release was Sirocco with John Tonks, turned up in the DJ downloads charts very quickly and successful. Will there be many more releases with John Tonks in the near future?
Yes, actually next month we're gonna get together. Now it's very difficult because I touring constantly, all the time. I do like 3 or 4 gigs a week in different countries. So it's really hard for me to get together in the studio and go to work with John. But in mid-December we're gonna get together. We're gonna work in the next single, the follow of Sirocco, because also during January I'm gonna start working on my next compilation for Renaissance, the sequential part 2, and I like to include a new single on that. So you know, we're gonna be working on that.
When will this be released, actually?
The new CD is gonna come around April.
The CD and the single.
The single is gonna be part of the compilation, but also it's gonna come out as a single, and they both gonna come around April.
Okay. And what setup do you use for your producing?
Sorry?
What setup do you use for producing?
Oh, we use Logic mainly. I have Logic in my laptop and he has a big proper studio. So the way we work normally, I study the tracks, the main ideas like demos. I would say like the first 50% of the track. Then I send the parts to him and he does a lot of tweaking. He knows a lot, much more than I do, about engineering and stuff like that. So he works on that, then he comes back to me and we finish the job together.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thanks for the interview and have a good party in the Fun Factory in Ljubljana.
Thanks for you to do the interview and hope people is gonna have a good time.
Yeah, you will be amazed of the people here.
Thank you.
Thank you.